The attribute of God today is that God cannot die. Let's turn to the beginning verse, starting off with this attribute, is that in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17. If you read from 12 through 17, we see Paul is expressing his gratitude to the Lord for counting him faithful, knowing where he came from, and the fact that he was a blasphemer to begin with. And then he talks about the grace of God. And then he talks about the fact that the Lord came to die and save sinners, of whom he was his chief. And then he breaks out into this verse in verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever. Amen. What a fitting tribute, talking about the God who saved him. A song of worship. You can only feel the excitement and the worshipful attitude that he had to the God. So here we see a God who cannot die, the King eternal, immortal. And that is the attribute that we are going to focus this evening. And then we see that God is not only eternal, and he is immortal as well. Now, these two words have similar connotations. They are similar, but yet they are different. Eternal means that God has no beginning nor end, whereas immortal means that he is not subjected to death. So there's a little bit of connection, but yet they are different. If you turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16, we see here, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and everlasting power. Amen. Who alone has immortality? God is immortal. And also 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10. We see, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. We see Jesus, the second in the Trinity, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality. Even the Lord Jesus is immortal. So in the three persons of the Godhead, we see God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the source of deathlessness. They have the quality inherently, and they can bestow it on others. So that is the quality of the Godhead being immortal. And if we further go down, we see the word incorruptible, which is also attributed to the Lord as well. It is not the same as immortal, but it is closely related. The meaning of incorruptible is that it is not subject to decay or corruption. If we turn to Romans chapter 1 and verse 23, in from 18 through 23, we see the wrath of God against ungodliness. He talks about the pagan man and the characteristic of the pagan man, who is always trying to put other things elevated to God himself. What do we see here in verse 22? Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made by corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. So here we see the pagan attitude of man is exchanging the worshiping of the living eternal God for a lifeless idol that would decay. That is what we see in the attitude, and which is also relevant in today's days, that people are trying to elevate things around them to be like God who is eternal. But we know that all these lifeless idols are not incorruptible. They would eventually decay. But we also see that the believers, the bodies of the believers, and all people alike at this present time are mortal and corruptible. But the spirit and the souls of believers are immortal. And we know in 1 Corinthians 15, such a great passage of encouragement. If you turn to that, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting from 51 all the way to 58, we see the bodies of the translated living. It's a long passage, but it is a passage that we oftentimes read, and we encourage one another to know that this life is not the end. There is something coming for believers. We see that when Christ comes, believers will receive glorified bodies, which will be both immortal and incorruptible. Here we see that in verse 54, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, that death is swallowed up in victory. And we see that as we keep continuing on this passage, we see the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the context is that believers, we would be raised in a twinkling of an eye, and we would have a glorified body, which will be incorruptible. Now, what a tremendous encouragement as believers to know that this is not the end for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 4, we see that mortality will be swallowed up by life. So immortality means more than deathlessness. It suggests the quality of life and joy. This is what saying of W.E. Vine. And then we see one of the great hymn writers, W.C. Smith, in the song we sing as we come together to worship him. The title of the song itself is the first line, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. God is immortal, invisible, God only wise. We see so many characteristics mentioned in this hymn, that he is blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name to sing. As we go into prayer, we can only reflect on what a great and awesome God we serve. What a privilege it is for us to worship him. As Paul mentioned in Timothy, starting from the light that he had, to where God has placed them. Let these words also remind us as we think about the fact that God has saved us from nothing. Let us also break into this song of worship and thank him, the God who is immortal, the one who has saved us. Unto him be glory forever and ever. Amen.